Did everybody hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
I just started the recording. I forgot to start it earlier. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. It just threw me for a second because I thought, oh, God, I lost everyone.
You know,
right.
We're here.
We're back.
It's a brief interruption. I apologize.
That's okay. Just to recap briefly, I'm on slide 3 of the presentation about Power Surge, about technological solutions to climate change. I was sort of interested myself in this theory because if you look at the next slide, you'll actually see a picture of this wedge theory, which was really turned into a, quote, a game by Stephen Pinkola. And the idea is that he took an approach that let's see how many tons or billions actually of tons of greenhouse gas emissions or carbon we're going to be releasing in the future, break it into pieces. There are seven pieces that you have to find solutions for, and then he went out and looked for solutions that would help with just one of those wedges, which one-seventh of the problem. And the four categories of solutions he looked at were increasing efficiencies, you know, technologies that will increase efficiency, technologies that will increase the number, you know, nuclear power plants are one option. Now, I will say this was pre-Japan that this was produced. So we do have to consider that as part of the discussion of, you know, the solution being power plants, nuclear power plants. How can we clean coal-burning plants by either burying emissions or doing other things to scrub the emissions of coal plants? And then the fourth piece was he looked at adding more solar and wind and also biofuel by nature of that to the energy equation. So those were the four categories that he explored. And then on slide 4, you'll actually see the wedge game that he built. He physically built this into a game. But when he went out and looked across all of the different categories to see what was already out there that might be currently in use, he found 15, lo and behold, you know, 15 different solutions as opposed to just the 7 pieces he was looking for. So that's a very positive angle that he's taking here, looking at solutions. On-air experts, the next slide, I just want to bring up some of the people that are included in the show. Stephen Chu, the U.S. Secretary of Energy, Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, and UC Berkeley are represented, as is the CEO of Duke Energy. So we have business, academia, and government aspects to this panel of people who are talking about, okay, what solutions will work and how quickly, and we do need them very quickly. And they do all acknowledge that. At this point, does anyone have any questions about the show? And I will answer as well as I can, knowing that I've watched it but was not a part of the production team, being that I'm in education and outreach. Okay.
Richardson. I have a, is the show geared for teachers, students, general public?
Well, it's geared for the general public, though I will say, and I watched it last night, there are some very good segments of the show that are great descriptions about, like, the carbon cycle and the greenhouse, global, you know, greenhouse warming that comes from carbon emission that I, as a high school teacher, would find very useful in my class. So, I will just say NOVA is one of the most used video resources in classroom, in science classes, so I found this particularly useful for a classroom setting, and if I were teaching in the classroom, there were pieces of this that were really good. Does that help?
High school
specifically would be very helpful, especially in the chemical and chemistry and atmospheric earth science pieces.
Okay.
So that. Thank you for asking that. I did not pay you to ask that, but that leads into the rest of my presentation, which
is you owe me now.
the resources that we have to go along with this show that will particularly help educators or anybody here can adopt any one of these elements, but I wanted you to be aware of them because they go along with the program really well. So if you don't mind, I'm going to just go right into those. So the sixth slide, the one that's after the on-air experts slide, shows two of these sort of partnered resources. One of them is a video segment from NOVA Science Now about capturing carbon. And then there's an interactive that goes with it that is where do we put the carbon and how do you sort of sequester carbon that you release from burning of fossil fuels. So these are sort of a nice complementary interactive with a video segment. I really like this video clip because the scientist who leads this project at Columbia University to build a carbon, you know, a way to capture carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, he was inspired by his 12-year-old daughter's science project. So there's actually a student or a kid, a middle school kid involved in this video clip, which I really like that part of it. But the links below should be the two live links that you need to get to those two assets, just so you know that you can link directly to them. The next slide has another collection, sort of interactive and video clip collection, that also go to the alternative fuel aspect of this, and that is algae using alternatives to gasoline, looking to algae as a source of fuel. And then there's a interactive about how you can go from pond scum to power, so to speak, which is sort of the how behind it. So these are two just regular video clips and interactives on Nova's site. The third one...
Is that out of Berkeley? I just have to ask. Yes, it is. I see there.
Yes.
Okay.
You see Berkeley.
I know a kid who's applying to that program.
Wonderful. Well, Chris Nayogi is in that. You can see there from UC Berkeley, and perhaps if you can still, he can even contact him.
Totally awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. The next slide, which is slide 8, is about making stuff. Which is a series, a four-part series that aired in January and February of this year. I don't know, did anybody here see any making stuff? Okay, that's all right, no problem. I just ask because we just recently heard that, you know, from the ratings from the series that it reached over 14 million people. It was one of the largest series we've had in the recent history of Nova, so... We're very happy about that. But the one of the four, there's four episodes to it, and there's making stuff, you know, smarter, smaller, cleaner, and stronger. And in this case, the cleaner episode is particularly useful for looking at the technological basis for creating a sustainable energy future. And the link at the bottom is the link to the Making Stuff Cleaner page where you can watch the entire episode online, but the next slide will also, the next couple slides actually are going to show you the other resources we created surrounding the Making Stuff programs, and there was an activity guide, there is an outreach toolkit that has a collection of demonstrations that you can do, one for each episode, and then a collection of PowerPoint presentations that you can use with there's an educator audience, a scientist training one that helps them with about communicating about this particular subject. And this is material science in general. We worked with the Material Research Society in creating these resources. They were really helpful and great partners in this. And you can download all of these for free at that link at the bottom. And if you go to the next page, the activity guide specifically, I wanted to point out, has in it after-school or informal setting activities, which can be used in middle school as well, targeted for 4th to 6th grade. And if you go to the next slide, which is 11 and 12, you'll see one of the activities in that activity guide is about building a cleaner battery. And slide 12 talks to you, it's about content connections to energy and power and electricity, which really have to do with this show as well. So wanted you to know those are available. And finally, a couple more resources. Page 13, or slide 13, has two teacher resources, one on fuel cells and one on inside a solar cell. And these are just a few of our energy resources on the Nova website. And I wanted to let you know, this is not in the slide, but we were just informed today, actually, I just read today, that two of our resources were selected by the Clean Energy Network for the National Science Digital Library Pathway. So we were really proud that two of our resources, The Car of the Future and The Big Energy Gamble, were selected for that project. But so I didn't put them in here because I just found that out this morning. So we have two more, ethanol biofuel and solar painting on your roof. Just these four connected to the program. Finally, I'd like to mention Teacher's Domain. If any of you work specifically with a lot of classroom teachers, you might already be aware of Teacher's Domain, which is an online service that WGBH offers that has over 3,800 standards-correlated resources. And I wanted to pick a few of them out that we have connected specifically to PowerSurge. The first one is one on capturing carbon, which is slide 16. And you'll notice that every one of these has in it also a background essay, discussion questions. You can click there for the standards alignment. You could choose the standards in this that you wish to be aligned with. And then a couple related resources that go with it. You can see fuel cells is right there in related resources, so they are interconnected to some of the ones I've already shown you. And then finally, the last resource I wanted to share was the solar panels for your home one. And I've highlighted some of the discussion questions here that you can use with your students to get the conversation started surrounding that video clip. And finally, the pieces that I wanted to talk to you about were, I want to know from you guys how we can take the opportunity surrounding PowerSurge in the next couple weeks leading up to it to share some of the resources that you also have available with our Nova Facebook page, our Nova Teachers Facebook page, and our blog. You'll see here Teaching Physics with Angry Birds was quite a hit on our slide 18. So we really would love to share either video clips or resources and that have to do with technological or other solutions surrounding climate change with sort of a positive, let's make a difference approach. And I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at rachel_connolly@gbh.org or Nova Education. And please, we will work to put them on our blog in the coming coming weeks. Does anyone have any questions? I feel like I talked way too long.
No, you didn't talk too long at all. This is great. Okay. This is really exciting.
Great.
Rachel, this is Tamara. A lot of these resources you referred to Teacher's Domain, are some of these resources, activities that you have developed for that are part of PowerSurge, are they also in Teacher's Domain, or are they separate?
No. Well, there are two ways to get to our teacher resources. There is, within Teacher's Domain, we have quite a collection that we build with Teacher's Domain in collaboration, and those live in Teacher's Domain. But we also have some resources that live in Nova's teacher page. And if you go to Nova's main website, just literally Nova PBS, pbs.org/Nova, you'll see right there at the top, one of the main things you can click on is Nova Teachers. And when you go to Nova Teachers, you can search for, you know, by subject or by energy, you know, or solar or by PowerSurge, and you'll get a collection of resources that you can filter out just the teacher resources, which is great, is very helpful. So I've tried, whenever possible, anything I mention here has a direct link in the PowerPoint straight to that particular resource.
Great.
Okay, so does that help answer your question, or do you have anything else that I can help?
Are there other people, do others have questions?
I have a question. It's Annie Richardson again. Do you do some follow-up after this event to judge, you know, what the audience response is, or how many people watched it?
We definitely know how many people watch it. We know how many people watch it the night it airs, and then we have what's called a one-month sort of follow-up, which takes into account how many people watch it online, which are a lot of people watch it strictly online. They don't even watch it on TV. They watch the web version. And we also take into account things like, you know, DVR recordings and all of that. So we do get the Nielsen reports and then the follow-up, which tells us broadly how many people we reached via all the different outlets. So those are the number side. In terms of the impact and the feedback, we get a lot of feedback via our Facebook page. We get a lot of email feedback. We do a lot of evaluation with our audiences, but usually it's on a particular show-by-show basis. When we, like, for example, Making Stuff has a national outreach, large-scale evaluation that's happening right now. So, but this particular show does not have its own dedicated, sustained, you know, evaluation about it. But we do hear a lot from our audiences, and I really do a lot. My goal, and so I'm new to Nova. I've been here, I guess, 5-6 months now. So it sounds like I'm not new anymore, but 6 months still feels pretty new. And what I've tried to establish pretty quickly is a Facebook page, we have SurveyMonkey, we have a newsletter that goes out every month now. My goal is to build that community with the ability to quickly and easily get feedback from them.
Yes.
So I always solicit, feedback from the people who are, and my audience mainly are teachers and educators.
Mm-hmm.
So we love to hear. I was at NSTA a couple weeks ago. I heard so much from teachers about what their favorite Novas were, what their usage was, and I'm really trying to build a lot of community around how to use media and data. My interest is in, digital data and media for teaching. So the short answer is we won't have a dedicated evaluation about this particular show, but I'm looking to as many ways as possible to hear back from the audience.
Okay. Are you, speaking of digital data, are you familiar with the My NASA Data program?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay, good. Okay.
But if you would mind, we would love to include that in our blog. That's one of the things I really want to hear from you guys is how can we put those resources into our blog surrounding this show so we can sort of have a larger, expand our outreach beyond just the resources I've shown you here to the things that you have. So
well,
can you help me write
something
up for that?
I'm going to send you to the experts on that.
I'd love that.
I am not. Lynn Chambers, LIN.Chambers,
mm-hmm.
at NASA.gov. She's
LIN. Dot Chambers.
LIN.
Uh-huh. Chambers at NASA.gov. That's dot, right?
Yes, right. Lynn.Chambers
mm-hmm.
at NASA.gov.
Great. And this is Rick.
And this is Tara. Another thing that we might be able to, that would be interesting to do is for the clean collection, we could identify the pages that have the resources that are the most relevant, and you could connect into the clean collection, which are those reviewed that you just referred to. Some of your resources are in the clean collection.
Yes.
But you can connect to the larger suite of resources that address energy.
Oh, wonderful. And I was thinking of, in the email I got today about this, it asks if there are other resources that we would like to submit to the review process, and I was considering
right.
some of the other ones that we've listed here to be submitted.
That would be great. And Anna Gold is on the phone, and she runs that process, and Marion is one of our resource collectors, so...
oh, great.
Yes.
Now I'm talking to the right people.
Hi to that email.
I had no idea. Thank you. Great.
One of the things that I will mention, because it's becoming more and more apparent that people are basically melding the Climate Literacy Network and the Clean Pathway Collection, and so that I noticed that on the NASA's Global Climate Change Education page that Lynn Chambers leads, the link, it says Climate Literacy Network, and then when you go to that link, it's the Clean Pathway Portal. So it's interesting that the community and the resource are becoming identified together.
Right. That's great. Well, every community has their knowledge base, and it sounds like we're sort of gravitating towards, the critical mass.
Mm-hmm. But just, I guess, for those of you that are newer on the phone, just I'll because I didn't realize, Rachel, that you didn't realize this, but the Clean Pathway, the proposal for the Clean Pathway Project came out of the discussions of the Climate Literacy Network.
Mm.
So.
That's great. Well, I'm really honored that two of our resources were selected. Very timely that I found that out today.
Yes.
So, and brought it up, so thank you. Does anyone have any other questions? I really look forward to hearing back from any of you offline. You can feel free to email me.
What is your email address again?
Well, my email address is, and on the first slide, my name is, it's very easy. It's rachel_connolly@wgbh.org. That is my direct email. But I also, take care of the Nova Education one, if that's the one you use.
Okay.
Rachel, this is Caroline. One suggestion is that you clearly mark the length, time length of all videos and video clips, because this is what the teachers tell me they need most from me, from us, that when I send them resources, give them time frames, you know, we're just a blip on their screens on their busy days. So anything you can do to bring that front and center on your amazing video clips would be great.
Sure. You'll notice when you go to like slide 16 or 17, when you see these resources in Teacher's Domain, it says right up front the type of media, the running time, the size of it, as well as right under the title, the 8th grade.
I'm not navigating your thing well. Thank you for showing me that. I'm not navigating the site real well. I wonder why. All right, I'll play with it when we get off. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I appreciate you mentioning that, because we do that is critical, and we try to label every asset with how with the grade level, with the running time, and with how big it is if you're going to download it, because some teachers, you know, can't easily download large files due to their network limitations. That's the problem I used to have when I taught. So, great. Well, I appreciate your time, and I know I've talked like 20 minutes, so welcome to hear back from anybody. So tomorrow I'm done.
Okay. Rachel, well, thank you very much, Rachel. We appreciate it.
Rachel, how do you spell Connolly?
Oh, I'm sorry. Connolly.
Okay, thanks for the presentation. Great.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Rachel. It's Marian.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else that anybody wants to discuss? Well, if not, we will then talk again next week. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Right,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, appreciate it. That was good.